Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, I'm a big one for mind your own business, you know, and just kind of stay in your lane and all of that kind of stuff. This one, I think I'm on the side of, yeah, you should stick your nose in it. I really do. Just see, this email came through. This came through a little while ago, actually. So you may have forgotten about this one already, Caleb. But my little brother is being a total D to my mom, and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, buddy!
I'm 22, and I go to UNLV. Go Rebels! I'm putting myself through college and working full time. I never really wanted anything from my mom since she's been a single mom for the last 22 years. My little brother is 15 years old, and keeps dogging her about getting him a car for his 16th birthday, that he deserves one. Oh man, my best friend went through this, and it was it was difficult. It's tough. It's tough because, like, I mean, I don't know, back when I was your age. No, but literally, my mom would have looked at me and gone, "Are you nuts?"
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, no. Like just no, and if you say it again, then it's going to be like, really no, I'm already feeding you. You know, that's how it would have went down.
Yeah.
But he deserves one. And mind you, he doesn't work because the last year and a half has been tough for him to find a job. That's his excuse. I feel this is dumb. I feel so bad for my mom. She's working so hard. So the short version is, she's like, I don't want my brother to bully her into it. Do you think I should step in and tell her, you know, he doesn't have a job, so you're going to end up paying for everything? Or is it not my place? No, it's totally your place, don't you think?
See, this is tough because, like, you're not the mom, you're the sister. And like, I'm very much, like you said, like, I'm very much stay in your lane, like, do your own thing. And
right.
you can't go parent your parent. And that's basically what you'll be doing if you go and tell your mom, like, don't let him push you around. You know what I mean? Like, then you're parenting your parent, and that's weird. I'm not saying
parent your parent, but I think, no, because it doesn't have anything, it doesn't really have anything to do with the mom. Because she's asking, should I step in and be like, mom, well, I guess I don't see it as parenting your parent. I see it more like going, hey, mom, don't let him push you around.
Okay. But like, so because I don't want confrontation, and I don't want confrontation with my little brother at Christmas,
right,
because then it's going to come back around and be like, well, you're the reason I didn't get a car this year or whatever.
Tough.
Beth or whatever. You know, whatever.
Tough.
That's
and it's like,
tough.
I get it. Trust me. I totally understand. Tough, you know, work, get a job, do whatever. But like,
see,
maybe she can go and go like, hey, mom, like, just take into consideration, like, if he can't get a job still, like, you're going to be paying for like gas and car insurance and, you know, like the car payment itself. Like, and that's just assuming.
No, we understand all of that. This is we're redefining the conversation. The part that I found interesting is you're like, I don't want confrontation with my brother at Christmas. Have you always had a good relationship with your brothers?
Yes.
See, you need one. You need a good family blow up to show you that you'll survive it. That's it. In that case, that's it. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful that you've never fought with him. But yeah. But at least I know that Maddie, were you like even on non-speaking terms with your family for a while?
For a little bit, yeah. I made some choices in my life that weren't the most fond of my family. But it really does bring us closer together, and my family has had my back
right.
every time. Yeah.
But again, the point being, you've done it and you survived.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a solid blowout with my dad when I was 16. I had a decent fight with my mom, which is amazing because my mom and I were best friends. I screwed up with my mom as an adult. Honestly, it was during the big mistake when I was in Portland. I pressed her on something I wanted to know, and I was aggressive with her, and it was weird. I was just having a bad day, and I was aggressive with her, and she went, "You don't get to talk to me like that." And so we didn't for, I don't know, 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it's being a jerk. I think in this case, if the little brother wants to be a snot because she stepped in and went, "Hey, mom shouldn't have to pay for your car. Mm-hmm. Mom didn't pay for anything for me, and I turned out just fine, and you should get off your butt and go work for it." I don't see any problem with that. And if your little brother wants to be mad at you, if your little brother wants to be mad at you during Christmas, fine. Kayla hates confrontations.
So awkward.
Even the thought of it, right? You just look at Kayla. She's like, Kayla's already picturing the holidays. In fact, she's going to call and apologize to her brother as soon as I play a song. And yeah, he's not going to even know what she's apologizing for. But she's like, "I even just for a minute thought about fighting with you, and I'm sorry." What did the Centennial Toyota text? Were you able to translate it into English?
Yes. You guys are going about this all the wrong way. If he doesn't have a job, that means she qualifies for free medical, dental, and vision insurance. The county will cover it, and he gets full coverage. He gets food stamps. He can qualify for rental assistance, and he can qualify for money and food to contribute to the house when he's not working by buying all the groceries for him and his mom. So he can give her rental assistance that the county offers, and rental assistance would be he needs to apply for these programs to help his mom out to show that he is contributing to the household, and that way he doesn't have to work. If he doesn't do that, then he needs to get a job.
It sounds like it's a full-time job to not have a job. If you're going about it that way. So should mom buy him a car?
I don't know if that's equals a car. I don't know if groceries, although it does say on here that she could get 12 months of free rent if he can apply for this program and get in. It's like, I don't know.
It would appear to me that we're missing the point with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing on the email, this is so funny. There's no name on this either. And we automatically thought it was a girl.
Yeah, right.
Do I talk to mom or is it not my place? I mean, then the last line of this, "I didn't have a car till I was 19. I was fine. I feel like he can survive until he wants to grow up a little." I think that's solid.
Yeah. I cannot believe that. It just sounds like this person and their younger brother are just so vastly different. And I'm like, how did you guys literally, like you said, we're raised by a single mom. And like, how are you guys so vastly different being 14, 22, what is that, 8 years apart? You guys are 8 years apart and you're vastly different. Wow.
They're 8 years apart.
I have a bit of a theory.
There may be different DNA. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Yes. This kid was born in, what, probably 2005? Is that kind of where the iPad babies started?
Maybe.
Starting to think there might be a level of entitlement here, and it's just the way he is thinking about things. He's like, well, this is mine. I deserve this, and all this stuff. And I think that the time that she was raised and everything, it's a different thought process.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my best friend went through this, and it was, and one daughter demanded everything, and the other one demanded nothing.
Yeah.
But had her own set of issues. Yeah, and it was tough. But the one that was demanding, it was like, you're the worst people on the planet because you're not buying me a car. And my friend got a Mercedes. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know? Seriously. No, wow. It's real.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.